Blog Talk Radio.
You know who to call, what to do, what you got, what to do. Is it real? I respect it. This is a spot where you can get connected, network, create progression. Unsigned, treated with profession. Inspired individuals grinding to catch a dream, yeah. We can all make it say, yeah. Spotlight in your city, yeah. Magic love, get lifted. If you really ready, say, yeah. If you really ready, say, yeah. You know, you know.
Yo, what it do, what it do. It's another Tuesday. We are almost halfway through the week. Tomorrow is Wednesday, hump day. But for right now, you know what I'm saying, we're going to turn it up on Turn It Up Tuesdays. As always, I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Vendetta Vision Studio, Jacksonville, Florida, 2870 University Boulevard West, 32217. Look us up. Check out our website, www.vendettavision.com. You can leave some comments or anything there if you need, like, mixing and mastering. You could also check us out on soundcloud.com, Vendetta Vision Studio. Check out some of the release there from the artists here in our studio, along with some of the work, our mixing and mastering that we offer here. You don't have to be local to get these rates. We will work with you from state to state. I promise you, when I be saying this behind all this, these network gates, I don't be trying to, you know, rhyme and sound like a rapper and stuff. But anyway, make sure y'all follow Get Lifted Radio on Twitter. That's getlifted_radio. And keep up with what's going on the show. Keep up with the different artists that we will be interviewing, the artists that we keep in rotation. Find out how to submit your tracks and all that great stuff. When you submit your tracks, please make sure that your tracks are labeled with your track name, features, and if you want the producer to be announced as well, let me know the producer, as well as submitting an EPK. If you don't have an EPK, follow me, get at me. I can get you an EPK done. In the meantime, just make sure that you submit some type of social media information, Twitter, Instagram, something, so that the people can find you and know who we're playing on Get Lifted Radio, Turn It Up Tuesdays. Anyway, I hope everybody had a first 2 days or whatnot. Me, it's been kind of busy, but I'm always busy, so that's nothing new here in my life. I like doing what I do. Shout out to all the artists that continue to submit the music. I love it. The artists, I got managers submitting music. I see people that's probably paid promoters or promotional teams to put their music out there. I see that the promoters are also submitting music. So thank you for the submissions. Anybody who wants to submit their music, be sure to send that to Get Lifted Radio Submissions. Submissions is plural. Get Lifted Radio Submissions at gmail.com. And we will go ahead and get that those songs reviewed. If you have a clean and edited, a clean and unedited track, send both versions, because I do have other broadcasts under Get Lifted Radio now. And they will play your music if it's suitable for their show. So with that being said, tonight's topic is how has hip-hop changed our society? Press one, callers. See you over there. Press one, chat room. I see you. Thank you for tuning in the chat room. If you have anything that you want to say on the topic tonight, please let me know. How has hip-hop changed our society? With that being said, I am going to go ahead and play a track. I always have a lineup, which is crazy, of artists that I'm going to play, but I never seem to go in that order. This first track is called Party, 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 Party by Tyreek Shears and Sneak, right here from Duval 904. I got to start it off right here in Jacksonville. So we're going to go with Party by Tyreek Shears and Sneak, mixed and mastered by DJ Blaze on the mix.
I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, party, party. Come up. If it wasn't for the bad, I wouldn't have no luck. Fuck luck. I'm good, so raw, uncut. So new, so fresh, so now, so what? That's yesterday morning when you all grown up. Ice on my drink, no ice on my wrist. I'd rather invest, make points on the flip. So nice when I sit, gotta shake my own hand from the homeland. Making power moves from my phone pin. It's my jam, playing now, play a loud DJ. Life's short, but I had a long day. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, 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 party.
Party, party, bottles of Bacardi, cutting up in the lobby with the feeling from a tally, huh? Foreign broads, imported cars, life like a superstar. Why you wishing upon a superstar? Fast lane, I'm living my last name. I'm giving it any day that's willing. Fuck a superstition. If you knocking on wood, it better be mine. No pokey power, but I might poke it from behind. Every line they quoted, best believe it, I wrote it. Unspeakable until I speak to you like I know it. Staying true to my music, and the crew that I move with. We keep on winning, so make it close and never losing.
I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, party, party. I just wanna party, 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 party.
Drink, smoke, party all night with my folks. That was Party by Tyreek Shears and Sneak. Y'all make sure y'all follow them on Twitter, Vendetta Beast on Twitter, Sneak904 on Twitter, and DJ Blaze on the mix at DJ Blaze 247. Let's see here. Tonight's topic is, how has hip-hop changed our society? How has hip-hop changed our society? Let me know what you think about that Let me know what you think about that. I just want to give a little insight on the additions that we have added to Get Lifted Radio. We have the Conscious Creative on Sundays from 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's your creative, your conscious creativity, your conscious creative creativity. It just gets into all that good stuff of music and arts. And they talk about a whole lot of stuff on there, man. Y'all got to get with that show on Sundays. Tune in to Get Lifted Radio. You can also call every show the same number, 347-826-7536. Anytime you want to speak, press 1, and we'll get you on the line so that you can speak and let yourself be heard. Express yourself. The next track I am going to play is by an artist that's actually been submitting Get Lifted Radio since we started this, and his name is Hero. He is from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. He's done a lot in the past year. I've been keeping my eye on him. He's been on 106 and Park. He's done several different radio interviews as well as showcases in different cities and things like that, just pretty much making sure he continues to build his brand and do what it is that he needs to do to be seen and to be heard. So I don't actually, I'm going to do something different here. I'm about to play Salute the DJ just because I saw that real quick. Salute the DJ by Nikki McKnight from Columbus, Georgia. Shout out to the female MCs doing their thing out there. You know, a lot of females don't get credit, but this is one person right here that I definitely make sure she gets all the credit she deserves because she's doing her thing. Follow her on Twitter at 706NIX, 706NIX. Here we go with Salute the DJ. Turn It Up Tuesdays, I'm your host, Maggie Love.
Hey, shout out my motherfucking DJ. Dirty Money, Nick. Trap boy, love him now. Tell everybody look down, cause it's way about to go. Be about it and it's reaching, I suggest you clear the flow. Cut your girl real close, and you better not let her go. That's for last boss fight, I'm taking everybody home. Now let everybody know, it's Columbus in this bitch. Dirty South in GA, I rep that 706. I got magic on the beat, so I had to bring the heat. On this track, it's so bananas, know I had to be a beast. And go ape shit, market gorilla, orangutan. You think I'm playing, I have no controller, this ain't a game. So don't press any buttons, take it as a threat if you wanna. I tell my niggas to jump, and they be so ready to bungee. I hear these so no discussing, if they ain't ready to bust it. Won't waste time trying to know you, if I ain't ready to crush it. Leave my heart on these. No way in hell could I lay it, but that's a topic for another day. Let me take a break and give it up to the motherfucking DJ. And show some love to the motherfucking DJ. And make some noise for the motherfucking DJ. Yeah, Dirty Money, that's my motherfucking DJ. Okay, now back to my shit talking. These niggas ain't got shit on me. These bitches can't do shit for me, but lay it down or get up on it. And I seen your crew, so be sure to not forget your homies. Since you in your birthday suit, I assume you wanna make this a party. If you bother me, miss the talking. I try to keep straight hoes in the closet. Then I be wanna put some on. Guess that's how I end up digging for 'em. Can't apologize to these niggas, sorry. This girl said niggas, these niggas sorry. How you understood my body language just made me think these niggas foreign. Goddamn, that nigga be on it. Dig a hole and pick a coffin. For that pussy, for these niggas, for these beasts, and I'm killing all it. Murder business, that's worth the Iggy. Flying high so I can burn some bridges. And with that said, fuck you, the station who listen to us ain't heard the nigga. Shout out to the ones who show love and they work. With me, I appreciate all the love on this journey with me. When you play your mix in the club, hope you work this in so everybody in that bitch know it won't hurt to get up to the motherfucking DJ and show some love to the motherfucking DJ and make some noise for the motherfucking DJ. Your dirty money, that's my motherfucking DJ.
Jay.
Okay, now back to my rapping, cause I heard bitches love rappers, but most of these niggas be faking, so I guess bitches love actors. Hope you stick to the script, I hope you playing your role. If I get cut, then time I show up with a blade at your throat. I swear my gangsta stay ready, whether it's major or petty, and he will bring me your head on a fucking plate if I sell him. All I gotta say is go get him. Won't be no questions asked. Thought all that shit you was kicking looked like your throat picked the tag up. I don't know what you're thinking, but it went with your thought. Told if I buy and she drinking, that mean that pussy been bought. Ain't saying that like a hoe, I'm saying that like you know. Baby, you're dealing with majors, you gotta act like a pro. Fessing now, lay it down, show me you don't play around. But once I knock out in that box, ain't no point to stay around. Rain a fair hoe. I got my gloves in the air, put your motherfucking cups in the air right now. Get up to the motherfucking DJ.
Give it up for the DJ. Shout out to 706 Nick. Salute the DJ. That is what she says. She says salute the DJ. Y'all make sure y'all follow her on Twitter, 706 Nix. That's 706 Nix. Follow her on Instagram, 706 Nix. You could also look her up on Facebook at the same thing. I love her uniformity with all her social media handles. Makes it very easy for anybody that's looking for her to find her. So I suggest any artist out there, if you want to make it easy for yourself to be found and to be published on different blogs and things like that, like, don't make it so complicated for people to find you. So with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and do what I originally had planned, which was to play Hero. Represent Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Shout out to Hero. Y'all make sure you follow him on Twitter as well at Hero325, and that's the number 325 Music at Hero325 Music. Tonight's topic is how has hip hop changed our society, man? I know some people got opinions on those. Press one, press one, press one. Let me know how you feel about that. There, here we go with Hero with a track called Stacks.
Soon.
325
Music House.
Need I say who this is, man? Okay. Yeah. I'ma let this money talk. I'ma let this money talk. My words, money, stack. My words, money, come on.
Green is the money on my stack. Green is the money on my stack.
Green is the money on my stack.
Green is the money. Green is the money on my stack.
Green is the money on my stack.
Green is the money on my stack.
Green
is the money on my stack.
Green
is the money on my stack.
Green
is the money on my stack.
Green
is the money on my stack.
Yeah, I am self-made. What do you got? Yeah, my flow so sick, need a flu shot. Headed to number one from a two spot. All eyes on me like Tupac. I'm about green, boy. Incredible Hulk. Mega ball jackpot. Open the vault. Holla at me if you're all about your Benjamins. I need green like a diabetic insulin. Hold up, don't wanna put you in a panic shock. But if the whole world jam it, let the planet rock. I got more games in the arcade. Drinks up, getting thrown with the barmaid. And I'ma keep it grinding on that hustle bag, so we can put them stacks up in that duffel bag. I'm a clown on these boys, no face paint. See me running for that cash, chase bank.
Green is the money on my stack.
Green
is the money on my stack. Green is the money. Green is the money on my stack.
Green is the money on my stack.
Green is the money on my stack.
Green
is the money on my stack.
Green
is the money on my stack.
Green
is the money on my stack.
Green
is the money on my stack.
Yep, welcome to the shining red room. Yeah, she got a smart mouth, but her head dumb. She keep it second on that pole. Star hot, booty like a brand new Bugatti off the car lot. She on that naked hustle, that's a bold choice. I can't lie, looking fly like a Rolls Royce. I see a bigger picture, hope you understand. I want more than a little, what's 100 grand? I've been thinking about this bread ever since. I seen me in the vision with dead presidents. make it rain for me. Throw it in the air, it's not a question of who wants to be a millionaire. Look, I be going up aviation, still fighting demons, this is revelation. I just been freed from the thought of no escaping. Paper turn to green, and green is the money I'ma stack.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green is the money I'ma stack. Green is the money, green is the money I'ma stack.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green, green, green.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green, green, green.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green, green, green.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green, green, green.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Let's get this money in the kingdom of my sanctuary. I share redeemer, gotta get it motivated very. About to blow this up like it's terrorism. Money is the root of all evil, this the exorcism. And puts emotion in the picture like it's paramount. I'm seeing moolah everywhere, I wouldn't care to count. Cool stacks way better than the dollar mine. No silver, I'm gold, King Solomon. Baby, go and bust it down, put your brain lower. Getting hot, shooting out like a flamethrower. This is at a sanity drive, no scratch off tickets, fantasy fire. See me ringing up this money like a cashier. Check me out now, living better than my last ship. Put me on a fast track, call me Roadrunner. Stacking for the first time in the cold summer. Chill.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green is the money I'ma stack. Green is the money. Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green, green, green.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green, green, green.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green, green, green.
Green is the money I'ma stack.
Green, green, green.
Green is the money I'ma stack. Green, green.
Whoa, whoa, get out the way.
This is what I'm about.
Got his mind on making facts, boy.
Whoa, whoa, get out the way.
This is what I'm about.
Got his mind on making facts, boy.
Whoa, whoa, get out the way.
Here we go.
Whoa, whoa, get out the way.
Here we go.
Whoa, whoa, get out the way.
Here we go.
Whoa, whoa, get out the way, boy.
Yo, 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 yo. Live from Vendetta Vision Studio. I am your host, Maggie Love. It's Turn Up Tuesdays, Jacksonville, Florida. That was my man, Hero, representing Fort Lauderdale. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at Hero325Music. And once again, follow him on Twitter at Hero325Music. I'm going to go into another track. I'm going to play this track right here called I Party by my man, Zach Ultra, representing Atlanta. Here we go with I Party.
I'ma get money, get money. 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 I'ma get money, then go party. Time to get fly, cause we're going to a party. Pour up the drink and start the party. Liquor with the homies, then we gon' party. I party, party.
I get what
it takes.
I party, party.
I ain't no fake.
I party, party.
Party out of town.
I party, party.
Been in grind mode, started in the AM. Mailman on the block, you could call me KM. Working all day, so I'ma party in the PM. Sitting on these lanes like I just had a BM. Falling on them, I ain't playing them to GM. Blind TV haters, nah, I don't see them. Pimp a take off, so I'm about to get fly. Look back to the future, Marty McFly. Grilling with the homies and you know we get high. Real niggas in the business, see no lie. Bad chick catch my eye when she walk by. Pop them bottles, we gon' party out. Night. You turn up, let me show you how to do it. You ain't here turned up, louder than the music. No VIP, I'm already VI. You smoking on that Reggie, you ain't even knee high. Smoking on that Cali Kush, that fire. Taking more shots than a Glock when it fires. Keep them shots coming like an AK busting. Keep them bottles popping like a porn star nut. I'm zoned out, can't tell me nothing. Fresh gear, fresh kicks, homie, I'm crushing. Ask Shorty what's up with you at the party. Translation. Are we fucking?
I'ma get money, then go party. Time to get fly, cause we're going to a party. Pour up the drink and start the party. Liquor with the homies, then we gon' party.
I party, party.
I hear it.
I party, party.
I'm so crazy.
I party, party.
Party out of town.
I party, party.
I'ma get money, then go party. Time to get fly, cause we're going to a party. Pour up the drink and start the party. Liquor with the homies, then we gon' party.
I party, party.
I hear what you say.
I party, party.
I'm so crazy.
I party, party.
Party out of town.
I party, party.
Got the whole club rocking. Club about to close, but we ain't stopping. Bar been closed, but we still getting wasted. Niggas get mad, I can feel they hatred. Lanes like boy games, they so sorry. Party like it's New Year's Eve every time I party. I be at the party, lickin' up like red cups. Black balls popping, we all pulled up. Started you thick, upside down, question mark. Black stomach, thick ass, got me rock hard. Fancy make a dance when she fell in my pants. Third on strong, marathon like Lance. Don't invite me to your party unless it's ultra. Bottles in my section, I'm looking like a hoarder. In here, throw like a Peyton Manning pass. No indigestion, but I got gas. FMJ is what I'm on. See me in the club, but I am gone. Don't kill my vibe, I'm in my zone. Again, come to party, lame, go home. Party on the East Coast, party on the West Coast. Party on the North Side, party on the South Side. Running with the homies, steady getting money. Party with the honeys, and it's back to getting money.
I'ma get money, then go party. Time to get fly, cause we're going to a party. Pull up the drink and start the party. Living with the homies, then we gon' party.
I party.
Yo, that was I Party by my man Zach Ultra, represent ATL. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. That's at Zach, Z-A-C-K, Ultra. Make sure you follow him on Twitter, man. He's good. Check him out on SoundCloud. It's the same thing, Zach Ultra. Follow him on everywhere, Zach Ultra. So shout out to, once again, to all the artists that continue to submit their music from all over. I've even gotten submissions all the way from Australia, so I appreciate it. Tonight's topic is, how has hip-hop changed our society? Make sure you call in. If you're there, you can press 1 and let me know how you feel. 347-826-7536. Thank you for everyone that is tuning in to Get Lifted Radio, Turned Up Tuesdays. I'm going to go ahead and bring my guest on for tonight. Our guest is out of Houston, Texas. We're going to have Acre in the building. I'm going to go ahead and bring him on. What it do?
What's good?
What's going on, man? Is it hot down there where you at?
Man, every other day. It's one day hot, one day cold, one day snowing, one day something.
Okay, I'm just trying to make sure Florida's not the only place having this. You know, this bipolar weather that we having, but I appreciate
you. Worldwide.
Yeah, they Hello? You know, people don't believe in this global warming thing that's really popping off, but I do.
All right, they better read up on it if they don't.
Right. So just introduce the people, let them know who you are, you know what I'm saying? Let them know where they can find you and all that great stuff, man.
All right, man, I'm Acre, man. I'm out of Houston, Texas. You can find me on Twitter at Acre, A-C-R-E, underscore music, M-U-S-I-C. That's my SoundCloud and also my Instagram. I try to keep everything the same so that you can find me all in one tape. But again, it's Acre, underscore music, A-C-R-E, underscore M-U-S-I-C.
Boom. There you have it. I thank you for being a part of the show tonight, man. What made me... Go ahead and I know I saw your email like yesterday, and
yeah.
It's crazy because I've had other people that have submitted interview requests, but mm-hmm. You were like out of another individual, you were only one of other people, one other person that actually submitted everything the way it needed to be submitted. So I was like, you know what, this artist right here, he deserves an interview because. He's prepared. He's got all his T's and all his I's dotted. So, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to you and your management team and everybody that's a part of what you got going on in your development, because it's hard to find artists out here that are complete when it comes to just the basic things, and that's something as simple as having an EPK, you know? So.
Thank you very much. I mean, it took us a while to get everything and get the ball rolling. But I'm glad that it happened now, because I know a lot now than what I did then. So having it and, you know, being able to, well, God bless me with communication skills, you know, I can just really go out there and try to get my point across and people kind of understand what I'm trying to do and at the same time keep it business. So I really appreciate you for noticing the time we took in it.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I pay attention to that. Number one, I manage artists myself, so I try to do what I can by giving advice the best way that I know how without it sounding like it's criticism or someone taking it as criticism. So that's pretty much it. You know, I just try to give what was given to us and that helped us along the way. I just try to share. Yeah. Some people take it and some people don't. So, you know, it is what it is.
I mean, if they want to get better, they would understand it. I mean, I take every little, if it's a criticism or I take it as a criticism, I still learn off of it because, I mean, you never know what you know, don't notice unless you hear from an outside source or somebody outside looking in more or less than somebody inside, you know. So I always take it and whatever I can fix, you know, I try to fix it all. I feel like, you know, we done the most that we could. Then, you know, we'll try to figure out what can we be, come to an agreement. And for most of the time, man, with my management, it's been a great situation going on so far. But it's been working out.
How long have you been doing music?
I've been musically inclined, like, all my life, really. I started off in school doing, like, you know, little PTA meeting type things and, you know, worked my way in the church and then I started, like, writing for others. But seriously, like, doing, like, writing-wise, it's been, like, 11 years I've been, like, trying to be a hip-hop artist. But as far as music in general, it's been in my life from two generations back. So it's kind of, like, something normal as a standpoint.
Okay. So... Do you have any gospel tracks that you have recorded? Because I know you have some artists that actually started off doing gospel music. However, they never really recorded anything in that genre. Have you recorded anything in that genre?
No, not really. At the time I was young, so no, I didn't. I have been approached about going in that route because the way that I try to write my music now, I don't really try to make it based straight on street, but I like to be able to speak more on all my blessings and speak more on God helping me through my situations in the music that I put out now. So as far as just making a straight gospel record, I haven't really done it. It wouldn't be a bad idea. You know, because I feel like, you know, really in the gospel rock, you're really just taking the cuss words out. And you know what I'm saying? You're really saying what you're saying in a way of, you know, more adult and mature way than just, you know, rapping and saying all that unnecessary stuff.
I just think that it's just another form of a testimony, a musical testimony.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why I say that is because I have an artist that I manage by the name of Sir Nasty, and he's people would consider him dark, you know, as far as his music along the lines of like Tech N9ne. However, he has two. He doesn't like to call it gospel music because he doesn't want to be considered a gospel artist because then he has to be held to a certain standard, you know.
Exactly.
But
exactly.
I think it was very unique to hear, and it's very unique to hear you artists that, you know, you have the stereotypes of individuals feel like hip hop is the only type of music that, you know, if that's the genre that you're in, they feel like that's the only genre you can deliver. So I give a shout out to all the artists that step outside of that zone and shine a light on themselves in a different lane sometimes.
Exactly. I mean, just it's the same sense of hip hop and rap and being a club rapper and a more of a lyricist rapper is all the same because I feel like once you like you said, your boy, once you like go into that category of being gospel, they hold you to that standard and leave you there and don't let you work yourself out, you know what I'm saying? More like how Mace tried to do when he tried to, you know what I'm saying, come back to it. He still had it, but they still wanted to hold him accountable of that category, you know. So would be a, you know, another reason why I never just really branched off like that. I wanted to, I feel like that the same message I can give in the gospel, where I feel like kids more my age bracket and under could understand me more on the type of music that I listen to or say, if you was to say that you are a gospel rapper, they kind of, those kids in the street, they kind of shut you out like you're trying to be, like a, they think of you as an elder. And they don't think of you as the same as them, you know what I'm saying, the same person that came off the same street. But I feel like I still can give that message of encouraging and having faith in the same news as I put out now.
Right. Dope, dopeness. Well, with that being said, I'm going to go ahead and play one of three of your tracks that I have here tonight. The first track, I actually like this one myself. It's called All I Know. You can go ahead and tell us a little bit about that track, and you introduce that one yourself.
Okay. All I Know is my first little single I put out with the new management that I'm under, Success Never Sleep Management. The song basically was trying to encourage everybody to, you know what I'm saying, make some money. You know, we're born in a world where, you know what I'm saying, we're supposed to be like entrepreneurs. We're supposed to have our own business. Get up. It doesn't matter what type of way that you get money, as long as you know that, you know what I'm saying, let's make it, let's get out there, let's be successful. The whole thing about All I Know is being successful. So this is my new record, All I Know, produced by producer Mark G, my in-house producer. Everything's original. Check it out right now. On Get Loaded Radio. Get Lifted Radio, I'm sorry.
That's cool. I like Get Loaded. I like Get Loaded, Get Lifted. You know, it's up there. But anyway, here we go. here we go with All I Know by Acre.
All I know is getting to the money, bitch. Tired of being broke, it don't make sense. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. Living at the bottom is irrelevant.
Yeah. All I know is get that money. I'm on my grind, no sleep, nigga, I'm a zombie. When you get it on your own, they can't take it from you. Yeah, I came up on my own, they can't take it from me. I'm just riding around in the city, OG in my Philly. Mind on my money, I know you boys feel me. I gotta double it, Lord, I gotta double it. I'm tired of being broke, I gotta come up quick. My stomach hurts, my niggas hungry, we gotta eat. Mark G said work, I said bro, go ahead, drop the beat. No time to rest, stay on my feet. My ambition fresh,
hold up.
All I know is getting to the money, bitch. Tired of being broke, it don't make sense. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. All I know is getting to the money, bitch. Tired of being broke, it don't make sense. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. Living at the bottom is irrelevant.
Yeah, real niggas do real things. I get on, I put on my whole game. We taking over, coming up, getting bigger, nigga. Headed to the top, money on my mind, I'm about to get it, nigga. Why you hating? I feel like I've been waiting too. I've been having dreams, I feel like I can make it too. All I know is never quit, stay focused, boy. Stack up your money, stop bullshitting, stop running from it, just go and get it. Been through that struggle and them hard times. Now I'm trying to stack up them dollar signs. Money on my mind, time to get it, boy. Money on my mind, time to get it, boy.
All I know is getting to the money, bitch. Tired of being broke, it don't make sense. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. All I know is getting to the money, bitch. Tired of being broke, it don't make sense. Living at the bottom is irrelevant. Living at the bottom is irrelevant.
All I know is what?
Getting to the money.
Shout out to Acre for that track right there. All I know is getting to the money. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter at @Acre_music. Follow him on Instagram at @Acre_music. Make sure y'all support these artists, man. They need these numbers. You go on their SoundCloud. You make sure you hit like. You repost their music. Do what you got to do to help them. Just as you want to hear Drake and all them on the radio, they had to go through all the same things. So, you know what I'm saying? Help these artists get to where they need to be. They can't do it without their supporters. No matter how much you see artists out there talking about they doing it, they're not doing it without the supporters. Trust me.
Straight up. True talk.
So I seen in your bio that you actually have been featured on a few things. You have been featured on something with Maybach Music with Rick Ross.
Yeah, I was on a YouTube page as they first unsigned Hype in 2011. Yeah, I found their email and reached out to them. You know, the same way I did you, just let them know I had this record and I wanted to get it in somebody's hands and let them hear it. I mean, I don't think, you know, you expect people to hit you back, but on that level, you don't. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It's feel like one in a million chance, but they reached back out to me like a couple days later and saying that they liked the track, they appreciated the track, it meant something, and they put it on their world. They put it on their YouTube. So shout out
that's
to MMG.
Oh, yeah. See, people slip on the internet. Like, there's so many opportunities out there on the World Wide Web where, you know, you could do jingle contests, you can do song submissions for independent films. Like, there's so many opportunities to get yourself heard and to be known in the music industry. You don't have to just think that it's all about pushing and selling the CDs. It's so much more to that. There's so many more avenues to it. So shout out to you for just, you know, knowing that there are other opportunities out there and actually taking the time and submitting the emails. And like you said, you don't expect, come on now, we all know we don't expect those people to hit us back. I mean, even myself, when I email the people for my artists, I'd be like, but then at the same time, you know, you gotta stay positive. And if this is what we want, we're going to believe that they're going to hit us back. It may not be in a week. It may not be in 2 weeks. It might be 6 months from now, you know.
Exactly. So, I didn't even expect for you to hit me back as fast as you did. I figured it was going to be something that would have, you know what I'm saying, you would have hit me a couple of days later. You hit me back in like some hours. And that let me know that you was, you know, you was feeling it, and I appreciate it again. And I might keep saying it because I really appreciate you for reaching out to me and giving me this platform to, you know, market myself and brand myself on your station.
Oh, no doubt. Like I said, this is just a small part of what it is I can do to contribute to, you know, to help somebody flourish their career. You know what I'm saying? So I do what I can, and even though at times it seems like I don't have enough time in the day, I find a way to make sure that I have a helping hand in everything that's going on in the music industry as I'm learning, because I'm still learning. So as an artist, you know, go ahead.
No, I was looking at something. Sorry about that.
As an artist, what are some of your short-term goals? What are some of your long-term goals?
My short-term goals is to just continue to make sure my I's dotted and my T's crossed as far as having every tool that I need to be successful. So, because, I mean, I feel like a lot of artists still don't grasp the idea of it's only 10% music and most of the time 90% business. I mean, I try to critique myself musically every day, but, you know, music... I feel like recording is like the easy part. So having everything in order to be successful is my short-term goals. As far as my long-term goals, is to, you know, to encourage those that's coming up in the game. I'm from a small town, and, you know, we growing up, we only had a few things that we can be known for as far as, like, you know, growing up being that football player or that athlete or growing up being that teacher or, you know, in the school district or, you know, being more like that. I want kids, you know, younger than me, you know, even my age to be, to feel like they can, that they can do this, that we can, it doesn't matter what no one tells you, you can be successful, you know, you don't have to live the life that you, that we're brought up to say we have to live. You have the option to do whatever you do, you just stick to it. So that's my long-term goal. And also, like any other artist, I think I want to give me a couple Grammys under my belt.
You know, I tell my artists all the time, I can't wait. I can't wait to be on the stage. I'm going to have my own separate speech, so I hope they don't cut us off. So, but yeah, that's, are you part of any type of, I know, you know, some artists, they do try to get involved in different foundations and things like that within the community that they live in. So are you involved or looking to get involved in any type of foundations or do you do voluntary work or anything of that sort?
I've been in the past month, I've been looking to do more of it. I'd have done a couple last year as far as like I did Toy Drive last year and, you know, I did, you know, giveaways and stuff like that. But I would really like to do more in the community as far as, you know, like feeding homeless, working at the shelter. My grandmother worked at a shelter when I was younger, and she always used to let me be involved in. So it was always something that I had in my heart to do because I was raised up, you know, to want to do that. So even if, you know, we didn't have anything that, besides the music, this is something I always would have wanted to do because, you know, that's just something I was done, like, you know, go to the nursing homes and talk to the people, you know, make them laugh and make them still understand that they still got a life to live. And, you know, that's something that I've always done as a child, you know, going, my grandmother was in a nursing home, and that was something else that I've done. And I would like to get into more now. We're looking right now, but we haven't really found anything as yet, but I give me about a week, I'm going to find something.
Well, I heard that. Hey, anybody in the Houston, in the Houston, Texas area, if you have any foundations or if you have any volunteer work, you need some volunteers, you heard the man, he said he's looking. So look him up on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's Acre_music, ACRE_music. I'm going to go ahead and take a caller. Tonight's topic is, how has hip-hop changed our society? Caller, I will state the last four digits of your phone number, state your name and where you're calling from. Last four is 2428. State your name and where you're calling from.
This your boy, TJ Ford, Westside, New Orleans. What's up, Turn Up Tuesday, man? Well, you know. Well, you know, it changed our community drastically. You know, it got people from different races calling each other, you know, the N-word. Got, you know, teachers, you know, the schools, got schools using what we do as an art, as a way to reach out to students, how to learn. It's used everything, you know, everyday slang. That's how it changed, you know, the culture of everything, how it incorporated with everybody's lifestyle.
Yeah, I agree with you on that there.
Straight up.
The N-word. Oh, Lord. I'm guilty of the N-word. Very guilty of the N-word. And
right.
It's a very, very bad habit that I picked up. I don't mean to stereotype any specific part of the United States. However, living up north, I really didn't, that's where I'm from the Midwest, I'm from Ohio, then I lived out in Cali. It wasn't until I went to college in Nashville, Tennessee, is when I really started to pick it up as far as using the N-word. And then I moved further south to Georgia, and now I'm even further south in Florida, and it's like, every day I say I'm going to stop using the N-word, but it's really hard when everybody around, you know what I'm saying? So I agree with you on that. It really has spread that word thin. And, it's going to take a whole.
You know, I've been listening for a while, you know, the young cat. I was listening, seeing what he was talking about. You know, he kind of sort of sounded like me last year when we had that conversation.
Yeah.
You know? And I was like, yeah, he really sounds like me, you know? Because I'm from a small part of New Orleans,
exactly.
You know?
Oh, really?
And, yeah. And, sure. We could possibly do something, you know. I'm gonna be up there in Austin in like 3 weeks for South by Southwest. You messing with it?
Yeah, I'll be down there for the whole week, man. We're gonna bring the studio out there with us, so we have a studio in our hotel ready to go, and we got sessions coming up there. So I mean, it's whatever, man. You just gotta get at me, bro. I'm willing to work.
Yeah, man. That's how I am. You know, always an avid listener, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Every week, I love
already.
This kind of Tuesday stuff, you hear me?
Already. I have to join in, man. I came across this website yesterday, and it was interesting because, I mean, hey, who doesn't get lifted? If you don't get lifted, oh, my God. But, I mean, I knew that it was going to be a station that we can really sit and chat with people because it's, to be honest with you, man, the people that get lifted are the best people to have conversations with because people,
right.
That, I mean, you know, it's crazy how, you know, they try to ban it and say it ain't right, but a lot of people will be way completely gone, like myself. I'd probably be the worst person to talk to if I didn't get lifted here and there, to be honest, because my attitude is rude.
I'm going to tell you like this, dog. See, Maggie, man, Maggie Love, that's the person you really, you know, needs a stick by their side, you know what I'm saying? She real genuine. She'll help like she said previously. She, you know, she's always out there and willing to help you. Whatever you know. She helped me out with a show out there in Florida when I went to Florida. You know much love. So you know
I
she real cool
you
people.
Letting me know.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you
paying homage to her, man. I appreciate that.
For
sure,
for sure.
A lot of people won't even lace you up. A lot of people try to, you know what I'm saying, keep it to themselves, but, you know, for you reaching out to me and saying positive words about her show or reflection on her character. So that is, you know what I'm saying, that's somebody that I know I can keep and start a good relationship with, networking.
No doubt, no doubt.
Well, TJ, man, as always, bro, I appreciate your support. I appreciate you calling in. You know I got you in rotation. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Make sure you get with Acre, y'all exchange information on Twitter and what have you. So if y'all down there and or if you're up there in the Texas area, you can connect with him, man. And hey, I'll be more than happy to play a song that got a feature on it with the, you know what I'm saying?
Well, sure. Right.
Acre
featuring
I said Acre featuring TJ Foy, TJ Foy featuring Acre, however it goes.
Yeah, let's get it in. I'll be in Louisiana for a week coming up. I got to work on the album out there, man. So I think, it's a small town. I think the writer, I think, over there.
Ooh.
Oh, well, over there. Yeah. I don't
that's
know what it is for you. Oh, okay. But that's why I be, man. So I mean, we can meet up somewhere, man. I don't have no problem. Like if they sessions studios in between, man, book out some sessions. I'm whatever we do to get the job done. I also take features through email too, bro. So if you wanna send me something, just email me. I'll send it back to you.
All right, for sure.
Appreciate you, TJ, man. Stay tuned in.
Always.
Y'all make sure y'all follow TJ Foy. You can follow him on Twitter at TEEJAYFOY. That's TJ Foy. That young man is down in New Orleans getting his grind on. Once again, shout out to my homegirl, Toya Vega, who put me on to him. She's another person that you want to get on your network. She has great marketing advice, great marketing skills. You can follow her on Twitter at TOIA. V as in Victor, E, G as in George, A as in Apple, Toy Vega. So, Acre, man, so let the people know, like, what you got coming up, if you got any shows coming up. You have a new project coming up.
Got a new project coming up, man, Success Never Sleep. It's basically the first project with the new management that I'm under, and how that success never sleep came up to me. It was You know what I'm saying? They reached out to me hearing some of my music, and when I heard that message of success never sleep, I just felt like it was me right off top. And I feel like that's something that that's something positive that I can push, that I know that, you know what I'm saying, don't sleep on your dreams. Don't think you can't do it. And Success Never Sleep was that platform for me. So I had decided to drop a project, you know, with the name Success Never Sleep. That's in the works right now. I do have a crew that I'm working with. I sent you a record. We did that Trio Steel, my group, Black District. We working on a project right now, too. And I got, matter of fact, I got a show this Friday at the Vibe Hookah Lounge on Richmond Avenue in Houston, Texas. And then I got a few more coming up, loaded down the lines. I'm just waiting to get everything confirmed with it. But that's the most recent one that we got coming up, and shooting a lot of videos, man, trying to get some visuals, give people opportunity to see the songs that I wrote in image form.
Right. Speaking of that track, Trill Spill, I'm going to go ahead and get into that.
For sure.
And you can go ahead and let the folks know this is Trill Spill. Let them know who your features are up on here.
Already, man. This is my record. Well, not my, this is our record, man. Black District, Trill Spill, featuring the homie Sumo, Kiki the Weirdo, and featuring the hook, Jay Austin, man. Produced by producer Mark G, man. Another in-house track, man. Let us know what y'all think. Trill Spill, in your out. Let's get baby.
Here we go, Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida, Vendetta Vision Studio, 2870 University Boulevard West. Bow!
Trilling, you know it. Houston, my city, you know it. I'm making cash just to blow it all. Ooh, they hate cause I make it look easy. Killing these niggas, believe me. Eating these tracks, I'm so greedy. I'm hungry, these niggas, they know that I'm hungry. I shine on these groupies, they want me. These niggas be claiming they real, but they not. I'm really, you niggas can't clone me. We the hottest dog, no Coney. All gold accessories on me. Versace, 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 Versace. Designer, designer, shit only. I'm a trendsetter. Hide your bitch cause I will get her. You ain't know what I been with her. Hiding something in a chinchilla. Murder shit, bitch, I been killer. Murder shit, bitch, I been killer. You niggas acting like Ben Stiller. Trill Spill, bitch, a real filler.
That's how we live, and that's just how it is.
Trill Spill.
That's just Trill Spill.
You can't take that from me. Niggas still mad that I did it. I still can't believe that I did it. You haters still mad that I did it. I had to go get it cause I wasn't born with it. Yeah, nigga did it. Yeah, nigga did it. And that's true spill. I repeat to my nigga Sean, told him that I'll never quit. And I'm still here, nigga, and I'm on my shit. And I can't fall off, I was made for it. Homework pay off, so I slay for it. Grind hard, no skateboard. Yeah, I do this for my city like I play for it. And I'm up with the sun, boy, I hate snoring. Nigga, fuck these hoes, get the bread right. Only way she get my time if I hit right. Only way to get my verse if it bread right. Right, we over here getting it. Minding our business. You ain't talking money. We get at you later. Fuck all you haters. We can do that.
That's how it is. That's just how it is. We do it for my niggas in the grave and the pen. That's just trill, spill, 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 trill, spill. That's just trill, spill, 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 trill, spill. Do it for my city.
Turn Up Tuesdays, and I'm your host, Maggie Love. That was Trill Spill by Acre featuring Sumu and Kiki the Wilder. Kiki the Weirdo. Who did you say was on the hook?
Jay Austin.
Jay Austin on the hook. Jay Austin on the hook. All right. I like that track.
Appreciate
and,
it.
You know, it's not very many artists that make songs the length of what songs used to be. That song was 4 minutes and 51 seconds. So, you know, that was pretty dope. You know, most songs be like 2 minutes and 30 seconds, 3 minutes, and I'd be wanting more.
I mean, that's typically how most of my songs be, like two or three minutes, because by the time I get to that third verse, I'd be feeling like I just said everything that I could say in the two verses. But I mean, originally, like you say, four minute songs are all the most classical songs that you can listen to. I mean, classic because they're long enough to get you that full length of a record.
Right. Exactly. So, right now, I know that marketing and branding and all that good stuff on the task list is always a challenge. Outside of those, what's your biggest challenge right now as an artist?
Building a broader fan base, keeping the fans entertained, staying consistent on putting product out, because I mean you can have as much product and, you know, do as much stuff and get as much stuff as you can, but not having that fan base, that core fan base to sell it to or to present it to, it kind of makes it irrelevant. So really building up a strong, faithful fan base is my hardest journey, because it's like people, you know, listen to my music, but it's scattered around as far as different states and different cities. So putting everybody together is my biggest, my hardest accomplishment that I'm trying to gain.
Okay. So basically, like the packaging of it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, finding new demographics is always it's always a challenge, you know, because depending on where you're from and where you're trying to reach, you know, you have a lot of individuals that they will only listen to music that is from their area, you know.
Exactly.
So you really have to, as an artist, you know me, I'm kind of biased. I really don't listen to the radio as much.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither at all, really.
A lot of independent artists like SoundCloud, plug it in, I'm good, you know. So, but as an artist, I feel like you kind of have to pay attention to what's going on in the mainstream, because you got to understand and know what the people like, not necessarily meaning that you have to dumb down your music to that point,
yeah.
But, you know, you might have to make one or two tracks just to get that little buzz going in that little certain area, whatever the case may be. So
I mean, that's yeah. Sorry about that.
No, go ahead.
So I was saying, yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you know, you still have to make those records for all people, you know, all genres, everybody likes everything. I mean, I'm really open to do whatever record someone can hear me on. You know, if you can hear me on a pop record, I'm fine with trying it. I done one or two. I done wrote a few. But, you know, I haven't really just ventured out and did my own. But that's, I mean, you know, it's hard listening to the radio because typically it's the same songs over and over again for me. But I also like listening to upcoming artists and independent artists because they're still at their prime. They're not at that level where they feel like, you know, all right, I made it, I'm comfortable. I still like that hungry sound. You know,
right.
it seemed like stuff changed once you've been in the industry long enough. The same stuff that you're talking, you know, it changed, which is only right because you adapt to your situation. But, you know, I still like to, you know, like college football. It seemed like at college football, they still just, they at their prime, they at the good part of it, and then when they get to the NFL, it's kind of they comfortable with it, you know, and they stop trying to really get out there to accomplish something. They really out there, you know, for entertainment purposes, really.
Right. I feel like one thing for me, especially still learning the whole music industry and the business side of things, I always keep in mind that there's somebody out there better than me. At the same time, there's also individuals out there that are not as good as me. So even as an artist, I feel like when you get to a point and you're like, oh, I'm the best. I mean, we all feel like we're the best. You know, that's just human nature. We're the best. I'm the best, of course. But, you know, reality, there's hundreds and millions of individuals out there trying to make it in the music industry. So any artist that feels like they're the best and they haven't quite made it across that threshold or to the point where they're actually eating off their music and not having to worry about this, that, or the other, then you need to still be basically at the free throw line practicing, you know.
Exactly.
So, I definitely understand that. I got one more track from you. The last track that I got is called You Don't Know Me. Tell me a little bit about that track.
Man, that track, I wrote that track particularly for how we get characterized as black individuals in the streets, as far as when someone see you. You know, the first thing they may think are, you're a drug dealer, you're a thug, you're this, you're that. But in all aspects, you really don't know who I am. You don't know what I'm selling. I could be out selling CDs. You know, I could be out selling merchandise as far as music. But that image of, because I have, like for prime example, the Trayvon Martin situation, for like he had on that hoodie that made him seem like he was some type of person. He can have on the hoodie because it was raining. Or whatever the case may be. So I wrote You Don't Know Me saying that all you know that I'm on my hustle. All you know that you see me out here making some type of money. It may not be what you think I should be doing, or you got your mind made up on what you think I'm doing. Well, really, in all actuality, you don't know me. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't judge me.
Right.
Unless you don't know me.
Yeah, I understand that. So we're going to go ahead and play the final track that I got from our guest tonight, Acre. Shout out to all his fans and supporters, Houston, Texas, Brett. Here we go with You Don't Know Me on Turn It Up Tuesdays.
I'm on my hustle, nigga. I'm on my hustle. I'm on my hustle, nigga. You don't know me, you don't know me. You don't know me, you don't know me. You don't know me, nigga. All you know is I be on my hustle. You don't know me, nigga. This here got me feeling some type of way. Thank God I'm on the road trying to get paid. Yeah, bitch, I ain't lose, I got here. You a damn
fool till we stop in here. You ain't ride for no watch still. Same niggas just sweep my grind. Never reach my prime, I'm tryna reach my prime. In a decent time, in the meantime, in between time, I just smoke it loud. Turn over this crowd. Young B say the money good, so I'm running at it like Amazing Race. Amazing Grace, we kept the faith, trying to do what we ain't never done. We ain't never done. Y'all bitches can't take it from us. We building up our empire. Trying to stack these stacks on these stacks on top of 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 these stacks, bitch. All you know is I'll be on my hook.
I'm on my hook.
All you know is I'll be on my hook.
You don't know me, you don't know me. You don't know me, you don't know me. You don't know me, you don't know me.
All you know is I'll be on my hook. All you know is I'll be on my hook.
Yeah. Y'all boys don't want it like me, boy. Y'all want the fame, I want respect, boy. All I know is get that money.
I'm on my grind, no sleep, nigga, I'm a zombie.
Me and my niggas, we hustle. Sun up to sundown, it's nothing. Got tired of the struggle. I told mama, don't worry. I promised her I'ma take it ass. I'ma make sure that's what I do. Even if it's the last thing I do, I'm on my grind, tryna feed my fam. Tryna feed my fam. And y'all niggas tryna knock my grind, but can't knock my time. Fuck boy, this what I do. This what I do. If you don't fuck with me, I don't fuck with you. I don't fuck with you, nigga.
All you know is I'll be on my hook.
I'm on my hook.
All you know is I'll be on my hook.
You don't know me, you don't know me. You don't know me, you don't know me. You don't know me, you don't know me.
All you know is I'll be on my hook. All you know is I'll be on my hook.
You don't know me.
Straight up.
That was,
straight up.
That was You Don't Know Me by Acre. It's Turn Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Jacksonville, Florida, from Vendetta Vision Studio, 2870 University Boulevard West. Y'all make sure y'all come holler at us. We got a great VIP rate. Hola. So, I saw that you had that project. I think it was called Off the Bench or Straight Off the Bench or Fresh Off the Bench. Fresh Off the Bench, I believe that's what it's called. Was that something that's already released?
Yeah, we released it, but then we took it down. I wanted to revamp it and redrop it. We want to do like another version of it, add some instruments and add some verses and do something different with it. And, you know, that was the idea. I was thinking about doing like dropping two projects at one time. So I was going to probably like, do like a deluxe version of that one and redrop it. Because, you know, there's a lot of them songs I wanted to redo. So it was out for about 2 years and then I brought it back down. But okay. Snapback and Kush Smoke is out now. Snapback and Kush Smoke, the mixtape is out now on deathpilf.com.
You can find that where?
Thatpiff.com.
Thatpiff.com. And it's under Acre Music as well?
Oh, it's just under Acre. A-C-R-E. Okay. Snapback and Kush Smoke.
Snapback and Kush Smoke. Find that on thatpiff.com under Acre, A-C-R-E. Y'all make sure y'all follow Acre on Twitter as well. ACRE_music. A-C-R-E underscore music, and he's actually spelled music how music is spelled. He hasn't got all these K's, Z's, and all that kind of stuff going on.
Exactly.
It's spelled how it sounds. It's spelled how it sounds. Also, y'all make sure y'all follow Get Lifted Radio on Twitter. That's GetLifted_radio. You can follow me as well. I am Maggie Love. You got any final shout-outs or anything you want to get? You know, I always ask every artist this because I'm always interested to know who, right now, if you had the opportunity, what producer would you choose to work with? I'll give you the option to name three.
Three producers, of course, For Real, 40, and Kanye West. Of course, Kanye West. I've always been a big fan of Kanye West. New Kanye West, I'm kind of lost with right now, but I know what he's trying to do, so it's understandable. But old Kanye, most definitely.
I feel you on that. Kanye, you know, Kanye is a fellow Gemini of mine, so I dig Kanye. I be vibing with him, like, I be understanding his wacko ways. And I think it's actually...
I see what he's trying to do,
I think it's hilarious, you know, so...
I mean, exactly. I think exactly what he wanted to be is entertaining. I mean, it keeps me on edge, of course. And then,
right.
You know, I never know what he's gonna do next. Cause I mean, I've been a Kanye West fan since the first album. The second album kind of didn't sit on me too good. The Late Registration, a lot of people like it, but I don't know. It really didn't grasp me. But you know, The Graduation is always my all time favorite album they put out.
Yeah, Graduation. I like Graduation and Dropout.
Yeah.
So, if you did have an opportunity to change one thing about the music industry right now, what would it be?
Say it one more time.
If you had one thing to change about the music industry right now, what would it be?
To be honest with you, what music at right now, as we speak, I'm satisfied with. As far as, you know, Kendrick Lamar situation and J. Cole and hip-hop for what it is now and bringing back the lyrics of hip-hop, and it ain't more of a dance situation there. I mean, it's still there, but it's gradually working itself out. But, you know, hip-hop what it is now, if I could change anything, I would change my capabilities in the game. You know,
there you
anything,
go.
I would change that I'm not like where I would want to be in the game, and I could the type of platform that I could do. That would be the only thing I could change. But where is that right now? I think it's, to be honest, I think it's my lane. I think it's something that you know, artists that really take the time out to produce records. You know, I don't really, you know, some dudes get in the lab, and I've seen it. Some dudes get in the lab, and they can make records in seconds. You know what I'm saying? And I'm more along the lines, when I think of a song, I think of it like a Picasso or like a painting. You know, I really sit down and really try to map a thing out. And one song may take me 2-3 days because I want live instrumentation or I want certain vocals on it. So, you know, that'd be my situation on that.
Got it. Got you. Well, do you got any final shout-outs or anything you want to give before I go ahead and let you go, man?
I want to give my first shout-out to Get Lifted Radio for having me, first and foremost.
Thank you.
After that, man, just shout out to all my supporters, shout out to my team, Team Acre, shout out to Fresh Ambition, Success Never Sleep. If y'all can't follow that movement, man, Female Rock, Athletes Rock, man, follow that. Perfect Publicity, just everybody, man, Houston, Texas, Texas City, Galveston County, where I'm originally from. Everybody, I wish I could scream out everybody. I feel like I'm getting an award, but. Just shout out to everybody. And I want to let Get Lifted Radio know, man, I'll be in Florida in July, man. So we can set something up. I think I'm going to be in Panama City. But, you know, I'll be willing to make a drive to anything that we're trying to do. Or, you know, if we can set something up, man, I'm going to be out there, though, man. So y'all holler at me. Y'all know that I'm coming out there in a few months. So, you know, prepare.
You heard what he said, prepare. This man, he said he travels with his studio. They set up their studio in the hotel room, and they do features on the road with artists. I believe I saw you posting that you're going to be performing at the SXSW.
Yeah, that's South by Southwest. It's a big, 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 big music festival that people come all around the world, man. Like last year, I think, there's like 100,000 people out there, man. Like, they shut the whole downtown down, and it's just a big music festival. And they just, you know, it's for every genre of music, man. You can walk down the street and run into anybody as far as live instruments, you know, rock, anybody, man. It's live shows go on the whole week. And, man, if you're an artist, man, and you want to, you know, get you a good network in, man, South by Southwest is the place to be.
Yeah, I thought that it was a little bit later in the year. I think last year they did have it a little bit later in the year. I don't remember it being so early in the year last year. I was actually anticipating.
What'd you say? Say one more time.
No, I was saying I was anticipating it being like somewhere around August.
Oh, no, it's an annual thing. It's every March. They have a film week, which is like the 7th through, or like the 3rd or 5th through the 7th or 8th, and then the 9th through the 17th is the music one. It's the same, you know, the same
yeah,
March.
Yeah, I saw the schedule on there. It's pretty deep. It's pretty deep, so that's going to be pretty dope. Yeah, definitely if any artist can get to Austin, Texas, and take advantage of being a part of that, you should definitely do that. Well, I appreciate you for being a part of the show. Shout out to your team, Success Never Sleeps, SNS. And y'all make sure y'all follow them on Instagram as well. You're more than welcome to come back here anytime. You got any projects or anything you want to talk about or anything like that, you just hit me up and let me know, and you're more than welcome to come back to Get Lifted Radio.
For sure. I'm going to try to be tuned in every chance that I get. Every time I come across my timeline, I'm going to tune in, man, because I like the vibe, man. It's real laid back. It's open, and, you know, like we spoke on earlier, man, it ain't like a set thing, man. We really sit down and we really chop it up one-on-one. So I really like that opportunity to give people the opportunity to hear from an artist and not just hear them, you know, hear the music and be able to relate, you know what I'm saying, with us and be able to communicate and network. So, you know, thank you for that.
You're very welcome, no doubt. I think it's very important for your fans to get to know you on a personal level before you get to the point of being on behind the scenes and things like that. That makes it a little bit easier for people to support you and understand what it is that you're trying to do, and see that this is something that you take as your career and not just a hobby.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, man. Well, appreciate you once again. As always, you're more than welcome to come back. I appreciate you for being on Turn It Up Tuesdays. You can stay tuned in. I'm going to go ahead and play some more tracks out. I got another 30 minutes. I'm not going to cut my show short just because, you know, my interview's over. I'm going to actually continue to rock the music out and play the independent artist for the last 30-some-odd minutes of my show. So you can stay tuned in. But however, y'all make sure y'all follow Acre_music on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm going to stay tuned in for a minute until my phone go dead. It's on my last bar. So I'm going to stay in. Stay tuned in till then.
All right, bro.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good night.
Good night.
It's like one of them times. Yeah. It's like one of them times. When I press rewind. In my mind I replay it like 1,000 times. Till I go blind, yeah. And you right there. Don't you ever go nowhere. In my mind I rehearse until I'm prepared, or till I'm impaired, yeah. I want you to tease me, teach me all that I've been missing. Yeah. Tease me, teach me. We can stop pretending, babe. You already know the shit I want from you.
like it. Bon appetit. In my mind, you're the stars when I look up at night. Boy, till I go blind, yeah. And you right there. Don't you ever go nowhere. The print from your touch gives me chills so fine. You're so divine. No, teach me all that I've been missing. Yeah. Teach me, we can stop pretending.
So talented, versatile. I mean, she got bars, she got a voice, she's got the look. She's moving from Chicago to New York here recently, I think like within the next week or so. But you can catch her up with her on Twitter at I Am Jenna Fair. That's JennaFair, Jenna Fair, JennaFair, and that's I Am Jenna Fair. You can also look her up on Facebook, and I Am The Real Jenna Fair on Instagram. And that was actually a track off of her upcoming, highly anticipated new release, Sins. Sorry, I'm Not Sorry. That's S-I-N-S, Sins, Sorry, I'm Not Sorry, by Jenna Fair. That'll be released soon. Shout out to Mogul Media Records. Shout out to Tim Mogul. That's her management team out there in New York, representing her very, very well. This next track I'm going to play is by one of my submissions. He goes by the name of Prez the Star. You can follow him on Twitter at Prez the Star. That's P-R-E-S the Star. And this track is called You Can Ask Me.
I like them with nice lips and wide hips, designer this, designer that. That's all she asks for. Wake up, shower and makeup. I wake up, get my cake up, do the chase, but not no more since I got my dough. Coming and going, never lock the door. Never tell lies, the secrets always unfold. Truth be told, I told a couple lies. Made tears drop from my eyes, but baby, this a lifestyle. Bottles of Ace of Spades, feeling that we on now. But I ain't even signed yet, feeling like Nike, cause I stay with a check. Wreck, how she feeling when that Brazilian missing? Nice and freaky, give it up in the kitchen, call me Poppy while I'm hitting it. You everything I need, plus some up. But I'ma play my role, so there's a sequel. You ask me, do I need you? You ask me, do I need you? You everything I've been looking for, plus some up. But I'ma play my role, so there's a sequel. You ask me, do I need you? You ask me, do I need you? You everything I've been looking for, plus smoke, but I'ma play my roles as a sequel. You ask me, do I need you? You ask me, do I need you?
notice your mind. Not only from behind, she got dreams like mine. She wanna star in a limelight, just checking ball when it's right. Food channel speed dial, ain't not a talk to the fight. So disrespect the set, you be gone by the night. Girl, I just wanna don't fight like Mario, I give a fight. In the middle of the night, she call me when she alone. She got a thong on teasing and but that's alright. You everything I need plus more. But I'ma play my role so there's a sequel. You ask me do I need you. You ask me do I need you. You everything I've been looking for. Plus more. But I'ma play my role so there's a sequel. You ask me do I need you. You ask me do I need you. They call me Press. Press is hard to be exact. Stop that, break they neck. Chase the doorway, break a sweat with Pedro, slide off in the vet. Hit it uptown, later downtown with a couple freaks. Hit them on the sheet, we easy shine on these. And I ball, break it, knees, we make a good couple. Like Beyonce and Jay-Z, clean. But my money filthy. Headed to the top in the city, coming with me. You everything I need plus more. But I'ma play my role so there's a sequel. You ask me do I need you. You ask me do I need you. You everything I've been looking for. Plus smoke, but I'ma play my role as a secret. You ask me, do I need you? You ask me, do I need you?
Hey, that Trey Ryan right there, man. I'm going to have to put that up on my phone. You know what I'm saying? Y'all make sure y'all follow Prez the Star. You asked me. That was the name of that track. And that's P-R-E-S, the S-T-A-R, Prez the Star. Shout out to all the artists that continue to submit their tracks. I appreciate all the good music. Got me vibing in here. This shit sound better than the radio. You know, Turn It Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. We are live from Vendetta Vision Studio, 2870 University Boulevard, West Jacksonville, Florida. This next track I'm going to play is from an artist right here from Jacksonville, Florida, 904 Duo. He goes by the name of I Give, the I Give. The name of this track is called Optimist. Here we go. Turn It Up Tuesdays. Maggie Love, the I Give, the Optimist.
What if I wrote the rhyme of a lifetime? Is there really a flow out there like mine? Is opportunity here? About time. Love is the one thing I want, team I can't find. Seems I can't fly without the support. On my city is somebody rolling with me. Got dreams of a milli, but can't pull a $50 gig. So I take a swig of this penny. Anybody at all know what really it takes for an MC make a living off of the music he be giving. Love, faith, and wisdom. But if I say that I rap, then they say it's just a gimmick. Gimmick my motherfucking ass. Got a passion, but that limit be my motherfucking cash flow. Asshole with a lasso. Nigga tryna rope the hardest things. Let me fast forward. I deserve to still be reserved on the bench like I'm injured while these chips go berserk. And these teen girls need search for the hearts of these jerks. While we work harder every minute at the thought of being no longer slaves to the day job. While our dreams pass away by the wayside. Once I gave love, got burned and gave up. And stayed up, top because the Cold War hates us. The flavor, change of my soul got mixed up. With my feet on the road that be running got tripped up. But I ain't lose balance, I know I got talent. Don't make me get violent, the violence playing for a lamb who is silent. And yes, I miss ya. Voice waiting patient for the day you whisper. Triumph over the giants like a Jacksonville. Story behind the music be like action feel. Niggas on the charts be like whack and steel. Baby looking hot, let me catch a feel. Link so appealing, now I'm reeling myself back to the fact that we still here. And it is what it is, nigga. Kill or be killed. You was real or be real. Nigga still in the field. Nigga still claiming trill. You got a job that be real. Then you always gonna be a nigga. I'm shooting for the stars. I'ma be bigger. Figured I'm a star galaxy.
couldn't be clearer. Steering off the map, can't avoid every trap, but we still in the veil, go figure. Now, when will we learn the wheels that we turn? Give us life, give us death, every breath must be earned. And when we discern the problem, that's the first step takes to resolve them. So I pray we escape the sex to the stripper house, the cunt and the liquor store, and bring with us a million more. When we get the message that we're all film, and don't band together, then the veil will not stand. Band like we brothers through the rhymes and production. My soul, your facilities, but these hoes keep me busting. Homie, who I trust in, my love and my life. So I'm giving through these rhymes my light. I see what's top. To still be reserved on the bench like I'm injured while these chips go berserk. And teen girls need jerk for the hearts of these jerks. But we work harder every minute at the thought of when will we learn, this wheels that we turn. Give us life, give us death, every breath must be earned. And when we discern the problem, that's the first step takes to resolve them. Yeah.
When we observe the problem, that's the first steps to resolve them. Appreciate that track. I stole that from Love Rain's hookup right here from her show on Sundays that they do called The Conscious Creative. You can tune in at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Lovely ladies. Love Rains, Marie, Alexis, Tiffany, let them stimulate your mind. We talk about all sorts of great things, music, art, sex, just, you know, great stuff. So make sure y'all tune in on Sundays to The Conscious Creative. You could dial into the same number, 347-826-7536, or you can log in at blogtalkradio.com/getliftedradio. Also, Brunch in the Basements on Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Brunch in the Basement with Javon, Mika Ray with the G-Spot, and Nathan James with What's Going On in the News. So, you know, we got a couple more broadcasts that we're going to be adding to Get Lifted Radio. Got a broadcast coming on Wednesdays. We have another broadcast possibly coming on Fridays. So y'all just stay tuned in. Follow us on Twitter, getlifted_radio. Once again, we have a couple spots left open. So if there's anybody out there that's interested in a platform or need a platform to host a radio show, you can get at me, submit your ideas and your name, your theme, and time, and all that great stuff to Get Lifted Radio Submissions with an S at gmail.com. Or you can follow me on Twitter at I Am Magilove. Facebook is MIGI space LOVE, Magilove. Instagram, I Am Magilove. And some kind of way we'll connect to speak to one another if you're interested in taking advantage of one of the available nights that we have here on Get Lifted Radio. So I'm going to continue on with Turn It Up Tuesdays right here live from Jacksonville, Florida. This next track I'm going to play is from Edie Nix from New Orleans. NOLA, shout out to New Orleans, man. They always submit music. The artists down there is hungry. They on their grind. And I just pay attention to the different cities and states that submit music. I get music from a lot of the same areas, which is pretty interesting because it's like, okay, are these artists here more hungry than these artists here? Or do these artists here have more guidance than these artists here? However it goes, we just need to figure out how all the artists can be on the same level as far as knowing what's out there for them to be heard and to be seen. So this next track by Edie Nix called Timeless. Here we go, Turn Up Tuesdays. I'm your host, Bachelor.
Crunch time, player. It's like lunch time, player. Cause that's when the bullet eats.
And that was a snippet from Edie Nick's Timeless. That's off his upcoming album called Casino. Y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter. That's E-D-N-I-X. Shout out to him for that switch snippet called Timeless. Edie Nix, he's been on his grind. I seen him out doing his thing out there in the Bay Area for a good little minute, making it do what it do and everything like that. So shout out to the artists that are not afraid to go beyond being a local. A local is great. Like, don't get me wrong. You need your city behind you and everything like that in order for a lot of these A&Rs and other individuals to pay attention to you. They feel like if you ain't got your city behind you, you know, how can you have anybody else behind you? So nothing wrong with having your city behind you. At the same time, it's like you really got to branch yourself off. The city is just the start of the big march. So just do whatever you got to do to try to network with different event planners and promoters in different cities and see how you can get yourself out there and branch off and increase your reach. This next track I'm going to play is by Sneak and DJ Blaze, featuring DJ Blaze. This is actually a track that we released from Vendetta Vision Studio Music Monday. This last 17 minutes or so is pretty much going to be kind of like a Florida Duval mix. I'm going to play some Duval artists and play artists from this Florida area and ride this last 17 minutes or so out. So here we go with Sneak featuring DJ Blaze with Get Loose, Get Loose.
It's a party, we getting loose. It's a party, we gon' party over here, we gon' party over there. Everywhere we go, it's a party. Getting drunk, playing a little beer pong.
Smoking a little weed at the bar, kitchen jar.
It's my party, so you know I keep it going strong. Loud music, song after song, until the break of dawn. Got the shit I'm on, living a good life. Drinking on that Miller, call it the high life. The tight life, real life, dollar dollar bills life. Take life to cloud nine and keeping it real life.
Sneak on fly by any means, I'm down to ride to get this cream. Music to the death of me, now put your motherfucking hands up. And everybody get loose, get loose, get loose. Bottles up the phone and shots and great goose. Everybody get loose, get loose, get loose. Bottles up the phone and shots and great goose. Everybody turn up, hey, me turn it down for nothing. Say turn up, hey, me turn it down for nothing.
Thank you. fuck, nigga. Turn up. Hope I'm coolin' with my niggas. I'm smoking dope and sippin' lean, getting cream. My third eye open and I see hella shit that you lame niggas can't even dream. I got this power all in my body, body. Mortal niggas can't even stop me, stop me. Mobbin' through my city, John Gotti, Gotti. All black on niggas, trill Illuminati, trip trill Illuminati, trill Illuminati, trip trill Illuminati, trill Illuminati, trill Illuminati. Trill Illuminati, trip trill Illuminati, trill Illuminati, got this power all in my body, body. Mortal niggas can't even stop me, stop me. Mobbing through my city, John Gotti, John Gotti. All black on nigga, trill Illuminati. All black road, huh, pull up in the rose, huh. Sunning on hoes while I'm blowing on the drove. Got a mouth full of gold, bumping H-Town music, sipping on lean while I'm sipping on foes. Got an old school whip, I don't drive no Bugatti, bitch. I been getting money, but you call that Illuminati. This that upper echelon, God flow, Reverend. All black, what we on, nigga, trill Illuminati. Bitch, I'm G as fuck, coming OD on this potent shit. You chillin' with a god, I control your mind. Got you over here snorting this coke and shit. My niggas are lords. We reach another level that you lame niggas never ever seen before. Don't waste my time, just relax your mind. You wanna get high, you got weed to smoke. Chillin' with my niggas, I'm smoking dope and sippin' lean, getting green. My third eye open and I see all the shit that you lame niggas can't even dream. I got this power all in my body, body. Mortal niggas can't even stop me, stop me. Mobbin' through my city, John Gotti, Gotti. All black on niggas, trill Illuminati, trill, trill Illuminati, trill Illuminati.
Realize that we are divine, motherfucker. Read between the lines, you can see the lies right before your eyes. That the truth is in disguise, motherfucker. Too private, we have arrived, motherfucker. Better cup up your bitch and put it inside, motherfucker. Got a couple of niggas with 45s, motherfucker. If you scared for your life, then give it to God, motherfucker. Let me stop with the vulgarity. Eating on these rappers, they so sweet, they give me cavities. Murking any beat, cause every verse is a fatality. I'm living how I'm supposed to, I'm loving my reality.
Cooling with my niggas, I'm smoking dope and sipping lean, getting green. My third eye open and I seen how the shit that you lame niggas can't even dream. I got this power all in my body, body. Mortal niggas can't even stop me, stop me. Mobbing through my city, John Gotti, Gotti. All black on niggas, trill Illuminati, trill, trill Illuminati. Trill Illuminati, trill, trill Illuminati. Trill Illuminati, trill Illuminati. Trill Illuminati, trill, trill Illuminati. Trill Illuminati, got this power all in my body, body. Mortal niggas can't even stop me, stop me. Mobbing through my city, John Gotti, Gotti. All black on nigga, trill Illuminati, huh?
About you, but I be getting it in. I'm on my G-R-I-N-D and I'm playing to win. Ain't nobody wanna test the kid, that's grab the mic, start wrecking shit. And they ask me to stop, never, not till I get filthy red. When I hit the spot, I get them jumping like we're playing ball. Take a hit of that good cushion, a cup of crown, I be in my zone. Hell nah, I don't see y'all haters, I be focused on chasing paper. I be on this rap shit, plus 9 to 5, doing manual labor. Can't tell me nothing, no, grind till I shine, homie, that's the show. If you're trying to get your bands up, then stand up, you know how it go. I'ma make it out the struggle, ha, watch me hustle. Keep it going, never slow, with 10 toes down, I'm getting money.
Stand up, if you feel me, put your hands up. Gotta get them bands up, we too really can't stand up.
Money,
stand up,
you're putting on,
stand up,
doing your thing,
stand up,
repping your team,
stand up,
hey.
Stand up, if you feel me, put your hands up. Gotta get them bands up, we too really can't stand
you're
up.
You're getting money,
stand up,
you're putting on,
stand up,
doing your thing,
stand up,
repping your team.
Lyrical homicide, every beat I'm on, I rip shit. You can keep the glitz and the glamour, I want the riches.
and keep the friendship. This is strictly business. Anyhow, I don't associate myself with bitches. A bitch ass dudes who steady talking fiction. Lie on top of lie, you getting money, fucking bitches. Driving big whips, yeah, only in your wishes. Go on and sell your soul for something that you envision to be priceless. New fit, new kicks, plus your ice. Not me, I'm perfectly fine up in this white tee. No accessorizing in the trenches, you'll find me. Grinding, flow is so hot that it be blinding. My competition need, I mention I'm the fucking realest bitch. I just grab the mic and bless it with these potent lines of rap. Get in the sack of this magic, murder the booth if you track. I say in my own lane, y'all be out here merging with track.
Stand up, if you feel me, put your hands up. Gotta get them bands up, which you really can't stand.
You're getting
up
money,
stand up.
You're putting on,
stand up.
Doing your thing,
stand up.
Repping your team,
stand up.
Hey,
stand up, if you feel me, put your hands up. Gotta get them bands up, which you really can't stand.
You're getting
up
money,
stand up.
You're putting on,
stand up.
Doing your thing,
stand up.
Repping your team,
stand up.
Hey.
Checking in. Triple threat. Ugh.
The W. Man, this really in a bit. Let go.
Price.
See, I'm the new topic for them fucking haters. I signed a few documents and made waivers. Still got the old number, just some new neighbors. They wish I moved, but they know that I'm a crew, baby. I shoot the J, so know it's hand down, man down. When your superior speaking, don't make a damn sound. Captain W in front of you, so stand down. Catch me posted at the W up in the lounge. The whole clique paid like a stack of bills. And I keep it 100 like I'm passing jail. You can ask again, I'm still repping that acronym. Posted up on that balcony with a couple ratchets on Maryland.
I'm chilling in my room at the W. With some freaky bitches and they pussy W. I don't know, I think I'm seeing W. While I'm winning, chunking up the W.
We win.
Posted at the W. What I wanna do, I'm chillin', feelin' comfortable. In the W, yeah, I'm in the W. Doing what I wanna do, I'm chillin', feelin' comfortable. Posted in a W presidential suite.
That's me.
With two fine foreign bitches and they both free.
They
getting faded, X-rated in between the sheets.
Yeah.
Pop up Molly, knob and they pussy like a beast. Hit them with that bang, bang, make them ski, ski, ski. After that, kick them out, make them both leave. Call some more bitches up, do the same thing. They ain't nothing with this living major like me.
Oh,
I do the shit anytime that I feel like when I drop. I get a room and I get lost. Like fuck the world, man, forget y'all. I keep a chill mode on some player shit. My game pimp tight, don't play with it. I have your girl in the room while I hit her with the mule. Have a fan, big daddy, you my favorite. And that's real talk.
I'm chilling in my room at the W.
With two freaky bitches and they pussy W. I don't know, I think I'm seeing W. While I'm winning, chunking up the W. Posted at the W. Hey, doing what I wanna do, I'm chilling, feeling comfortable.
Okay,
in the W, yeah, I'm in the W.
Doing what I wanna do,
I'm chilling, feeling comfortable.
I'm in the W, looking at some double D.
Damn.
Thought that those
damn
were big, till a friend said look at D.
Damn.
We just bump and screw, something like the Houston scene. When they too attached, then it's time to cut the string.
Okay.
About to leave the room, and go hit the wild
lounge.
I watch them all bow. They love that
down.
W, now that's all they talk about. Man, I left
down
with two bad ones about the chalk out. Line
yeah
that pussy, it ain't fair that
yeah
I freak her. That's what a hater would
yeah
think her. Look like Tamara
yeah
and Tia. Talking the twins I just
yeah
split with, and they just wish they could
yeah
get with. I'm about to call up the
yeah
lobby and get my visit extended.
I'm chillin' in my room at the W.
With
some freaky bitches and they pussy W.
They wet.
I think I'm seeing W. While I'm winning, chunking up the W.
We win.
Posted at the W. Doing what I wanna do, I'm chilling, feeling comfortable. In the W, yeah, I'm in the W. Doing what I wanna do, I'm chilling, feeling comfortable.
Yo, this Turned Up Tuesdays. I am your host, Maggie Love. I thank everybody for tuning in. Y'all make sure y'all turn in next Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 9 Central. You could call in 347-826-7536 or get us online at blogtalkradio.com/getliftedradio. Once again, I am your host, Maggie Love. We're tuning out. We're going to end it with Chulo. It's Chulo season. Young Chulo, get live. Here we go.
Yeah, Kalua. I feel like the first nigga to say fuck you when I hear this beat. Yeah. Hey. Real niggas in the building about to get live. Bad bitches getting money, yeah, that's what I like. I'm walking through the club like I own the business. Probably with your girl in her Instagram pictures. Hold up, twerk something, shout and make your ex mad. Top shelf bottles, gotta keep a full glass. Came with my niggas, leaving with somebody. Woman, leave the club as I hop. Then the bed after the restaurant. Yeah, put in work, I press that clock like Muhammad. And she talking about a profit, that's the only way we bonding. Cause I only wanna fuck. Shit, I'm just being honest. Look at them ladies and look at me, we got nothing in common. I can never be a flaw, nigga, long as my blood flowing. Ever since I made my first sale, I had my chain golden. And shawty loving, so she busted open. Ain't no one night stand, cause we fucking in the morning. That's a good morning.
Everybody knows we the fresh. If I give your girl a combo, then I'm probably fucking next. We don't need no bottle service, taking shots to the net. And I smoked before I came, so we wildin' in this bitch, yeah.
Real niggas in the building, body gettin' live. Bad bitches getting money, yeah, that's what I like. Real niggas in the building, body gettin' live. Bad bitches getting money, yeah, that's what I like.
Hold up. I see a pussy nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
I see a pussy nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
I see a pussy nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
I see a pussy nigga.
Point him out, point him out.
Yeah.
Trying to stop a nigga shine face ass nigga. You hustle but don't make a dime face ass nigga. Ha! All bark, no bite. Say you from the hood, but we know that you ain't about that lie. Bitch, I represent them half nights. Them niggas getting paid every 2 weeks. And them niggas on the block. Love them girls that got they shit right. Her own car, own crib, good credit in a jar. Yeah, that what I like. Feel the gas, take them thin to float the city. Every side of town I go. Yeah, they all fucking with me. And she come back to the crib. Then I'm fucking up a Remy. Two Syrah bottles, then we drinking till they both empty. Chulo.
Everybody knows we the fresh. If I give your girl a combo, then I'm probably fucking next. We don't need no bottle service, taking shots to the neck. And I smoked before I came, so we wildin' in this bitch, yeah.
Real niggas in the building, body gettin' live. Bad bitches getting money, yeah, that's what I like. Real niggas in the building, body gettin' live. Bad bitches getting money, yeah, that's what I like.
Hold up. I see a pussy nigga.